Tell them howdy from us. We're 15 minutes late. We'll make it up quick.
Are you an on-time kind of guy?
Today, I've got to go to my grandchildren's show at elementary school.
But what time is that?
I don't like the guests sitting down there too long, but we're fine. 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, by the way, so I can come tonight to the whole party.
Good.
That worked out, didn't it?
Yeah. I was feeling like crap last night. I didn't even go to Elders, and then...
Sandra asked about you today, and I said...
Yeah.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, I can hear you great.
Yep.
How?
Right here. Turn it up.
Beautiful. I want you to hear this on this headphone, though. See, he knows all that. I don't do any of this. Wake up, Marcy and Todd. I know you got us dialed in, and it is us, Bob and Bo and the Beatles once again. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Bozy.
This is one of the best songs ever.
I like it. Just, for some reason, the minute I thought about our guest, this just popped into my head. I have no reason. I have no idea what the connection is, but it is great, isn't it?
He must be.
Crank it up one more time here, Lori.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lori. They want to hear this more than us. She's done with it. It's all right. Welcome to You Get the Blessing, everybody. I'm Bo Mitchell. This is Bob Belts, and this show is intended to bless you in two different ways. You're going to meet a great guest today that's doing a lot of great work in this community, and you're also going to be blessed if you'll take the time to go to our website, yougettheblessing.com, and nominate someone to have their home furnished with a program we called Furnished Blessings. So you can be part, along with God himself, of furnishing a blessing for somebody that needs it, which is a fun thing, isn't it, Bob?
It really is. It really is, and it's great that we get to do that.
So having just opened up a few Christmas presents, can you imagine somebody walking up to your door and saying, you win, we're going to furnish your home?
I'm just a little upset that they haven't come to my door, but yeah. Other than that.
Hey, there's a lot of time left.
That's right. I hope you had a great Christmas and Happy New Year to you a few days ahead of time here. So
same to you. It's going to be a great year, and we do appreciate folks like Paul and Marge and Marcy and Todd and so many others, Jim, for telling us you're listening every week. Supposed to be thousands of y'all. So keep listening, folks, because we're going to keep talking and playing Beatles music. Bob, I'm going to let you introduce Brad today because I know you guys hang out a little together.
That's right. Well, we've got our guest today is a longtime friend of mine. We've known each other in all kinds of different contexts, but Brad Strait is a senior pastor at South Fellowship, which is really the second best church in that whole area of town, as you know.
Because Bob's a senior pastor at Highline Community Church.
We're sister churches. We're pretty close to each other. But
Are you still walking around our church marking things to go to Highline?
Yeah, I am. I'm envious because, you know, they've got much better carpet than we have, by the way, because theirs is not held together with duct tape. Anyway, Brad has just been a friend for a long time, and actually doing a lot of innovative things over at South, including, I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about this today, but my office away from my office is over at Solid Grounds Coffee Shop, which is a very innovative ministry that South has put together to have a place where the community can come. It's beautiful. I think it's maybe the cheapest cup of coffee in town, 99 cents for an endless cup of coffee. So you can sit,
I was
going to
say, least
for hours.
Good coffee.
And good.
Kaladi Brothers coffee. So it's good coffee.
I've been to this coffee shop a few times. What's up with this thing? Y'all just kind of go out there and chat and drink coffee and
Pretty much have
a little buzz on all day from the caffeine.
Man, I study the Bible. I pray. I hang with my family. I mean, I do everything there because it's got a great environment. But
since he started anyway. There, Brad, what is that thing?
Well, let me just tell you what it was last night at 6 o'clock. As you're talking, I'm thinking about the space. It's about 2,000 square feet, so it's pretty big for a coffee shop. And it has last night. It had maybe 14 high school students studying. a handful of college students with their laptops open, cramming for finals, stuck off in little corners or talking to each other. It had three artists with their easels and their painting supplies spread over a conference table painting. Had a grandma with her kids eating smoothies or drinking smoothies or whatever you do with a smoothie. I don't know.
Yeah.
Depending on how thick it comes out, you know,
both.
Whatever it is. And then we had groups and pairs of moms and dads and families just hanging out. And that's really what Solid Grounds is. It's a community coffee shop. It's owned by the church, but it's not run as a place just for Christians. It's really run for anybody who wants to come and hang. But we're trying to get back to kind of the
Floyd's Barbershop.
That is it. Or
but tell them what Floyd's Barbershop is for those that think it's up at South Glen.
Floyd's Barbershop is the barbershop where everybody in Mayberry RFP went and hung out, you know. And
you and Bo, by the way, have this.
We got whistlers.
That's right. You and Bo both grew up in Mayberry, personally.
You're more.
That's
what,
right. I was run out of town by Barney Fife early on. So anyway,
but you are a little more like Gomer and Pyle than us, though.
Really, Andy?
I said that once to a guy in a Bible study in the.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's right. Have you ever heard Gomer sing, though? So anyway.
He is. That's
yeah.
Not
speaking of which, connect. We were going to do some Bob Dylan, but we'll talk about that later.
Did we introduce Brad Strait, senior pastor?
Yes, we have introduced Brad, and he's right here. So
he's talking
anyway,
about Floyd's.
It's good to have you with us. Brad. Okay, well, go on ahead. You were in the middle of talking about Solid Grounds before we
got sidetracked. Let me talk about why I think places like Solid Grounds are really important for all of us. And it doesn't have to be Solid Grounds. It could be 100 different other places. But my gig is intimacy and connection. And that's what I did my doctoral work on. And so
now,
I've done.
Now, what exactly is a gig? No, just kidding. Go ahead. Anyway.
I got that from you. You wrote it down. You said, say gig during
that's
the program.
Okay.
Didn't you?
Yeah. Go ahead. You've done it.
Okay. I have done it now.
It's like what we're doing here, Bob.
Yeah.
This
okay,
is our gig.
I know what I'm gigging myself these days. So
going back into my teaching mode, one of the things that I discovered as I was studying connection and intimacy is all the different ways it helps us, and all the ways that when we're not well connected to other people, we really suffer the pain and the problems of that. And in fact, there was a study done by the MacArthur Foundation a couple years ago that said that the number one predictor of both well-being in old age and how long you'll live is the frequency of visits you have with friends or family and the frequency of attendance you have at meetings or organizations. Those were the two factors that were best predictors of how long you'd live and how happy you'd be. And then there were a bunch of other predictors like...
Now, that does not include session meetings, I'm sure. Okay.
I'm not sure where church fits in all this, but
right.
But we take ourselves not too seriously. At Harvard, they did a study that people who were socially connected were four times less likely to have a heart attack because there's something about stress and feeling bad and being isolated that creates a lot of tension in lives. And the number one factor for teenage risk and for all the stuff that can go wrong in a teenager's life was connectedness with their family and connectedness with their peer group. The relationship became kind of the core of everything. And so out of that flowed this sense of how do we fight our isolation in this culture. You know, we have garage door openers, and we drive from our office, push the button, go into our garage, the door comes behind us. We go out and barbecue in our backyard with our 6-foot privacy fence so nobody can see us.
And I've done that lately. I always stop and say hi to the kids coming in my house, and I've been so tired, I'll pull the car in and push the door down before I get out of my car. I think, what a jerk. Stop and say hi to people. That's interesting.
But,
we build everything so we can be protected and isolated, or what?
Well, I just think we're overwhelmed in this culture, and so individualism's a part of America, and it's a good thing sometimes, but it can be a bad thing too. And so we almost have to fight, and people have lost Floyd's Barbershop. They've lost the bowling league. They've lost their hangout places where they can safely figure out how to just connect with their neighbors and their friends. And you know, a lot of us don't even know the people who live across the street one door down. We don't even, when we know who their names are, we've seen them pull out of their garage, but we don't really know them anymore. And that's a real shift in the last 100 years from the way life was.
So Solid Grounds is kind of an attempt to recreate a great place to have some community. And, you know, not, by the way, you guys have just doubled your space too. I mean, you know, you've, it's been successful enough and enough people hanging out there that, you actually needed more space, which is pretty cool. And you've done a great job. By the way, I watch you. You like are an artist at heart, because literally, if you walk in Solid Grounds, it's so cool. I mean, just a great environment, great decor. I think every little piece in there I've seen Brad hanging up. And so, I mean, it really is sort of has been a great way for you to express your creativity. But again, community, it's great. Denver Seminary students, you know, there's a lot of theology being studied over there at Solid Grounds, by the way.
There's a lot. And there's a lot of people. But there are, again, book clubs and artists and people playing chess or playing cards. There's all sorts of stuff that's happening. And it's decorated, like you were saying, Bob, as a 1940s hardware store, garden shop, to try to find something we've lost maybe long ago.
Yeah, well, and you know, I know this is kind of part of the way you think about church, too. I mean, there's sort of this, I mean, you know, there's all kind of language, and we don't want to get all that technical, but it's really kind of more of a missional mindset. And, you know, I mean, I think for it really does sort of reach out, create something that the community can connect with, and versus saying, gee, if you don't come in the door and sit in a pew, which you don't have because you have great chairs, which we would like to have, by the way.
I saw Mark in those earlier this week.
He's after everything.
He is, man.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm totally envious of their sanctuary. So, anyway.
So if you're an introvert and you're listening to three of us chat right now, I'm not so sure.
I'm an introvert.
I was going to say, yeah, there's one of the best speakers I know. He's an introvert. Having been tutored by Dan Stavely, Brad and I learned to be extroverts, I guess. But
we sure did.
How does an introvert take that first step to do what Solid Grounds does, interact, get out from behind that fence, what church should be? What can we say to our listeners that would encourage them? It's going to be okay. No one's going to ask you questions. There's not a quiz. We're not going to trap you.
Well, the key to making what people are calling a third space, a kind of a new place to connect, work, is that there have to be no strings attached. You got to just come on your own, on your own recognizance. You got to decide what you want to do. You got to be yourself. You got to kind of live as you are, and people have to accept that. That's what makes it work. And so, if you're an introvert, you can come and bring your laptop and sit over. We got lots of soft chairs and cubby holes and private offices, even where you can sneak away. But you can get up every 15 minutes and go refill your bottomless cup, and somebody will know you by name, and they'll talk to you. And if you want to connect, you'll start to know people, and you'll see that there's the same guy with a crazy white beard named Joe who sits over in the corner all the time, and he'll talk to anybody. And so you can always go talk to Joe for 1 minute.
The problem with Joe, though, is Joe's talking to people a lot of times that actually aren't there.
Yeah.
No, I've noticed that about Joe.
That's also his strength.
That's right. Oh, okay. Anyway.
Yeah, but he has great conversations with those folks.
That's true.
Say, now that popped in my mind, our favorite lyric from Cheers, and why that whole setting in the bar at Cheers was, again, something we should be striving to establish and
where
create for people.
Everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
Or as the way Bob Dylan was. No, just kidding.
Where
everybody
knows your name. Everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you
always
came. So there's something to what we're saying here, guys, that we have to be a part of reaching out to people. That's, again, what we hope this program's doing. It's called You Get the Blessing. I'm Bo Mitchell. Bob Belts is my co-host, and our guest today is Brad Strait. We're just kind of talking about things of faith and things that are hopefully comfortable to everybody, because you're not projects to us. Everybody's just people, good people, with enjoyable aspects of their lives that we'd like to get to know. So Brad's telling us a little bit about Solid Grounds, but tell us more about South Fellowship Church, where you're the senior pastor.
South Fellowship's an independent church on South Broadway. By the way, Solid Grounds is at South Broadway at Panama behind McDonald Hyundai. My manager made sure that I would say that.
Yes.
What do you get, like a free oil and lube?
I get a free cup of coffee.
What do we get for him saying that?
I don't know. I'm hoping I get like a guest card with about $100 on it when he next time I'm in. So anyway,
that'd be more than we've ever gotten.
That's right.
And a bunch of chairs.
That's right.
The The fun part about South is it's a humble place that really doesn't see itself as a club or an ingrown kind of place. We don't do a lot of navel gazing. We don't take ourselves that seriously. We like to laugh. And we really are trying to figure out, and we don't do it perfectly, and we don't have all the answers, but we're trying to figure out how do we really become a blessing to our community. And in fact, the little thing that we say to each other at leadership meetings a lot is, how do we live in such a way here that if we ever went away, the community would be really sad? That's the goal, is to have the community miss us.
Yeah, you hear a lot that sort of idea being emphasized, I think, today, like if your church shut its doors tomorrow, would anybody in the community even know? And I think you guys are doing a great job of, they would miss you. You know,
well, and we run a child care center that has about 100 kids. Not a church center, but most of them, in fact, almost all of them, don't come from our church or from the community. Many of them just come from the neighborhood, and it just got selected by the state of Colorado as one of the top child care centers in the whole area.
Hayes sends the fabulous William.
Well, I was just thinking, I don't want to put any pressure on you, but right here on the air with thousands of people listening, would you give a scholarship to my granddaughter?
No, just boy, you know what?
I'm like after
it's
something
still the
here
Christmas
today.
Season
so.
For this guy.
You know, I didn't get much at Christmas, so I'm like pushing
not.
For
He's
the New Year's
for
present.
Them,
so, anyway, little coffee, little scholarship.
I'll pray about it. Okay.
All right.
Is that a great outreach for the church too?
Of course.
What's it called? Child care?
It's called the Early Learning Center.
Learning Center.
And it's a great outreach. We do a lot of stuff that other churches do. We do food banks. We feed a lot of people, but we own a shopping center, and so we have tenants and groups that are in and out. We have 100 different community groups, not church groups, 100 different community groups that use our facility for nothing every year, in and out. Some of them 200-300, some of them 3 and 4 and 5. But we're trying to say, how do we become a community center, not a little country club? That's really our hope. And so far, it's working, even though it's messy. It's working, and if we laugh enough, and if we don't take ourselves too seriously, but we take God pretty seriously, it always seems to work out in a good way.
What's your strength as a preacher or a pastor?
I think I'm a shepherd, and I think I'm a storyteller. You can probably tell that by today already.
And a singer, we've heard that.
Well, yeah. I'm not much of a singer, but I like
never
to sing.
Held us back.
That's right. But I thought, I have a chance to sing on the radio. I'm going to do it. I can be on KRA and sing, and I'll put that on my resume soon.
Yeah, we're going to edit that part out.
Lori, make a note of that.
Brad is a great communicator. I actually was over recently when I wasn't on deck myself, and it was just fun to be there and kind of see you do your deal. And again, it's a great environment. I'd really encourage people, you know, to...
On their way to Highline, you should stop by.
Hey, listen, you know what? Every church has a personality, and people, I think this is one of the big things that a lot of people don't understand, and they go to church and they feel like, man, this doesn't work for me. Well, a lot of times they've just gone to the wrong place. Seriously, I mean, that churches have personalities, and I always encourage people, you know, shop around a little bit, find some place that fits. And I don't want people at Highline that, you know, hate it. You know, I mean, that it doesn't work for. So I think, you know, there's people out there that are listening that South Fellowship is the place they ought to be. And so we'd encourage you to shop.
What time do you all kick off on Sunday mornings, each of your churches?
We start with adult and kids Sunday schools at 9, and then we hang out and have coffee and donuts and bagels. And then at 10:30 is when service starts. And it's
Sunday
a wonderful
school at 9, 10:30 church. So people right now listening can get dressed and go right over there.
Yeah. I'm usually listening to you guys when I'm driving over and getting ready and smiling. I'm trying to figure out, would you guys tell some story that I can use from the pulpit?
We got a little bit different deal because we start at 9 and then we have cigars at 10:15.
Brother.
And, you know, it's
been the crowd out again, didn't he?
No.
And then at 10:45 seconds.
Yeah, 10:45, yeah.
Yeah, I go where Bob preaches. Sorry, Brad.
That's all right.
Well, and you know what?
It's not a competition.
If I didn't have a job that kept me busy, I'd go where Bob preaches too, because he's awesome. He's an amazing guy, and it's true.
So I'm always saying it's just unfortunate, whether it's me or you or somebody listening, that we fall in these habits of going for life-changing information to the internet, the TV sets, our next door neighbors or our business associates, and we should be going to the Bible for our life-changing information, and we should be sitting there with guys like you and listening to you coach us up. So I encourage you listeners to get excited, as Bob said. Go somewhere. Expose yourself to the scriptures as presented by Brad or Bob or Jim Dixon or Tom Melton. And
those guys have plenty of people at their places. Just send them Brad and I. So
you're going to fall in love first with the Lord, then with
Hey,
somebody.
You know, again, another thing I appreciate about Brad, I think we share this passion in common, is we want people to have a relationship with Jesus. I mean, you know, we don't want to be religious. The message is really about a person and about a relationship, and I know that that's really the focus that Brad has at South, and we share that heartbeat together.
So what are you looking forward to in the future? What's South got coming up this year that's kind of exciting for you in the horizon, or is it just more of the same old good stuff?
Well, we're still trying to figure out how to do all that we do well, and there's always a lot of learning to do. But I'm just excited. We just started doing WizKids, which is a school training program for a bunch of inner city kids and kids from a Hispanic neighborhood not far from us. And so we're tutoring, and I'm really excited about that. We just opened a new piece of solid grounds over at Denver Seminary, and we're trying to figure out what that looks like, trying to help them. We call it the coffee stop. And
Got some space in the seminary?
The seminary gave us space, and so we're serving good coffee over there and trying to connect with them. And so I feel like I'm trying to wear a lot of hats, and I have a lot of really good people who are a lot smarter than I am, who cover and do it. And then in the midst of that, we got to love our families, we got to love Jesus, and we got to just try to be friends with the people that God puts in our path. You know, it really is about neighbor being whoever's in front of you at that moment, whoever's in need at that moment, whoever's around you at that moment. The neighbor isn't the guy who has the dress next to mine. Mm. It's the guy who has the seat next to mine, wherever I am. And I want to be a good neighbor every moment of the day. And so it takes a while to learn those things.
There's a great quote that says, if you want to convince a man of anything, you must first convince that man that you are his friend. Do you know who said that?
I don't.
Rico Petrocelli, third baseman for the Red Sox.
That's good.
Just kidding. Abraham Lincoln.
Huh? There's another great quote.
I guarantee you somebody.
Who did he play for?
Somebody listening has heard of Rico Petrocelli. So that's good stuff. And you have a website where we can direct people?
They can go to southfellowship.org or they can go to solidgrounds.org. Both have sites, and you can find out, you know, when our next concert is or when our next event. We have concerts at Solid Grounds, too. And
Oh, yeah. My son, who's like, you know, should pay rent there.
He should. He hangs out a lot.
He hangs out there a lot, but great music. You have great music on Friday nights usually, and then Friday, some Saturdays. But
Friday and Saturdays, there's usually something going on.
Live
music.
We have jazz bands, and we have classical music, and we have some great singers and guitarists, and they cycle through and bless us all. It's fun.
I'd like to come over there sometime.
Are you going
to
come sing?
My golf music.
Yeah, we might put you up on stage.
Appreciate that. So do you think people are drawn to personalities like you two? Is that what makes you come to church, or is it a prompting of the Holy Spirit and you just decide, hey, I'm sick of myself. I'm sick of this mess I'm in. There's got to be an answer to these questions, and I'm going to go somewhere and find out, or what's the pull?
I think the pull is love. If you love somebody, you know, even if you don't know them, you can be nice to them and love them in whatever level of relationship you've got. That pulls people. Well, and God does the same thing. He is loving all the time. Christmas is really just a reminder of God's love, you know. We just come through this season of God showing us how much he loves us. And so that love pulls. And so people are alone, and they're hungry, and they're starved for connection and intimacy, and love is pulling at them from heaven, pulling at them from 100 good churches in town. There's 1,000 good churches. It's not about one church. It's about the love that's pulling, and from neighbors and friends. And for those of us who know the love, it should be pulling from us toward the people around us. You know, I feel scary. I feel love for Bob Belts.
I'm feeling a lot of love in this room. Billy Blaze would say.
And Bo, because you and I had the same mentor through some of this process, I feel love for you. And I got food.
That's right.
That makes me
feel feeling love for Lori today.
So Lori, I love you.
It's going to be a great new year, guys. So let's just, with positive energy that comes from us because of Christ in us. Let's do what we're saying here and love whoever crosses our paths this year. And we appreciate y'all listening and letting us know you're listening. And I like the fact that Pastor Bob Belt said, hey, we need to have Pastor Brad Strait on our show. He is the best. And that's what it should be. It's not competition.
No, we're locking our arms together, and we really do. I think we root for each other, and we feel that way about a lot of churches in town. But I think Brad and I are just buddies because we see each other enough to connect, and that's kind of a key to all of us again. And that's why Solid Ground is such a great place to make connections.
You better tell us about your family quickly.
Oh yeah, he's got the greatest daughter on the planet, by the way.
Give us quick highlights. We got about 1 minute. Yeah, Brad.
He's got a couple, but I know one.
I got three daughters. Mm. Two just graduated from college, 23, 22, and I have a 16-year-old in Arapahoe who loves the Narnian Chronicles and loves Bob Belts because of his connection to the Narnian Chronicles, and also has worked at the coffee shop, so she sees Bob. And then my wife, Kathy, and I, Becca is the oldest, Betsy is the middle one, Susie is the youngest, and then my wife, Kathy, is a kindergarten teacher for Douglas County, and an amazing, amazing lady to tolerate me, as you can imagine. And she's probably an introvert, wouldn't you think, given how much I talk?
But, you are a lively, positive energy soul, and thank you for being our guest today.
Yep. And I'll be waiting for that credit card.
Yeah. I'll work on it.
And the scholarship.
Let us know how we can help.
Yep. Thanks,
listeners,
Brad.
See you next week, guys. Here on KOA. Bless you all.